The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today it's Thursday. Good morning there, Trishy.
Good morning.
And, of course, Jared's here with us today. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning? A little. But you'll be okay, huh?
Yeah. No, I will be fine.
Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. It does a lot of things for our community there over at Tobacco and Brew. And if you didn't win the lotto, which nobody did, you can go down and get your tickets from Tobacco and Brew. Get your lotto slips there. I mean, what is it now? $890 million or something like that?
Enough to share.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Everybody I know would be happy after this thing was over. I mean, I think I would do things like I'd set up a foundation for the Shasta County area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can think of all kinds of really good things to do.
I can think of all these neat things to do with it that would have nothing to do with government bureaucracy, though. You'd have to do it like that. Anyway, Trish, good morning.
Good morning. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 85 and a low of 56. We had a really good swing in temperatures there, don't we? 30 degrees.
It's 40 degrees. 40 from 40. Right now to this afternoon.
Yeah, it's incredible. What a switch we get in this area.
You have to layer.
You do.
So you do your layering, you wear your vest, and then you can start rolling your shirt sleeves up later.
I know, because later midday, you're like, why am I dressed like this? On Friday, sunny with a high near 89 and a low of 57. Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and a low of 57. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 83 and a low of 55. Sunny, mostly clear, not till way next Tuesday, maybe a slight chance of showers.
I wish we could have like a day of light rain. Wouldn't that be nice?
I kind of like it when it's nice and sunny during the day, and then it kind of rains lightly all night long.
No, that would be okay.
That works.
Yeah,
and then it waters everything down.
That works.
Get up in the morning, and you've got that nice, yeah. Actually, the weather has been incredibly nice.
It's been great.
We can't complain, except we do need some more rain.
Yep.
Weather's always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, I don't know where to start this morning. I haven't seen you in a week. I just have to hear what you're going to say about Senator Elizabeth Warren, sue me.
Well, I actually was listening to a thing this morning while I was getting ready. You ever listen to Andrew Klavan? He's got a really kind of wicked sense of humor. You might listen to him. At any rate, he was going through that whole commentary about. I think the most incredible thing is the fact that the media absolutely, positively cannot tell the truth. I mean, if you listen to a montage of the things they're saying, this woman is about as white as white can be. There just isn't anything there. She has less Indian blood in her than most average Americans.
And
they cannot say she lied. Trump should give her $1 million.
No, well, there are some like that, but there are others that are the mainstream media that have said, you know, a lot of them in the mainstream media have said, well, you know what, because, I mean, even the Nation, the Cherokee Nation.
Well, they came out.
They came out and said, it's got nothing to do with it, and that you can't even tell because of those DNAs, because of the samples they've taken, whether it's North, South, or, you know, American or any of these things. So I can't understand why she even did it. And why her handlers let her even come out and say things like that.
Because the press will support her.
Well, but the press on the first day, you're right, they did. But then by the time the second day rolled around, and they were getting such pushback from Native Americans, and that they said, you know, they either didn't say anything, or they came back the second day and said, you know, this is kind of ridiculous that she has less Native American blood or DNA than most Europeans coming in. So I can't even figure that one out. The other thing too is, what kind of test was it? Was it this one? There's this one. They just take some saliva and you send it into some place. And you know, my sister did that, because all these years we thought we had Native American. You know, if you look at the photos of the family, I mean, I could be just like her. I never claimed to be. I never claimed on anything to be other or be Native American. But then she came back and said, "Oh, the DNA says we don't have any." But I think my sister speaks with forked tongue. You know, I think that she doesn't know which. You know, maybe she didn't send it in the right amount of saliva, or maybe, as some guy did, he rubbed it. He put it in his dog's mouth. And came back as Irish American. I'm not sure, but who's doing the testing here? But I think this was something that she didn't need to do. She didn't need to do this.
I just think it's a major, major the people listening to her, to the news people, if they can't recognize, if they're going to lie about a DNA test, and the first day they had flat came out and just supported her all the way. If they're going to lie about that, what else are they lying about? And can't they start believing that the news is not telling them a straight story about what's happening?
Sure.
Well, I was going to say, I think you know which way I lean politically. And
yeah, just a little bit.
I think this was a pretty stupid move on her part. She should have just let it alone.
Yeah, just let that one go, because even after the test, when they go back and they... Because, okay, we have a Native American working for us. And she said, I'm 1/16. My kids will be 1/32nd, and after them, they're not recognized. At 1/64th, they're not recognized in her tribe, Choctaw. But and she said, and so when she sees this, and she kind of leans out, you know, leans left too. It's that, you know, why would you even do something like this? There was no reason to pick a fight over this one.
I'm actually a part of the Choctaw Nation, like card carrying guy.
You're a card carrier too?
Yeah, but I'm 1/8 of Choctaw, so.
Wow.
I still look pretty white.
Well, you the card carrying. That's the
but
part.
But you're a card carrier.
Because
and
most,
so is she. And so is
most
she.
The nations require that you be registered.
And they say the DNA, really, they can't use that because of the way that the DNA testing goes. So,
and if you're not
I didn't know that. So I've hired two Native Americans here.
Good point.
Why didn't you put that in on your employment?
I think you just forgot.
Did you tell me?
We had conversations about this.
Oh, well, you know, hey, you know what? I'd look at the person. I frankly do. I mean, I was wondering why the stripe across his forehead. But
here's the issue with Warren. She lied, and this is what they're forgetting. This woman falsified records at colleges for all kinds of things over many years, coming across and telling stories about how her parents had to elope because
I remember that because people
repeatedly
because
her father was in love with this Indian maiden and the family had, and she went on and on and on over a long period of time. This is not like an offhand comment. This woman passed her off as something she is not, and now we're just supposed to say, oh, give her $1 million and be done with it. And I just, how she could even go forward with it after she got the results? Well, only because she knows that the liberal press will support her and continue to make it like she didn't do anything wrong, and it's all President Trump because he called her on it.
Well, I think mainly it's, I think that when they gave her this, she grasped at something and somebody didn't tell her that this was not going to fly. Because somebody said, okay, well then, we'll give you the same percentage of the $1 million that you have in your makeup. It comes to $923. So there we put it in your favorite charity. All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, Clyde Pierce. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Those are supposed to be pretty good stuff. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, Clyde. You know what? He's been around forever, and he, you know what? And he just does great work, and he gives great service over there. Give him a call. 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprises. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It is 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 46 degrees out there, going up to 85. Only a 40-degree spring today.
Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
14 years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it, out of the gates, was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap. Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Erin Reznor, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, Reading Kia.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 1460, about 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. You know, when you talk to Tom Yeomans, who owns Cal North Forestry, they specialize in cutting the, and getting that ladder fuel down. And this is something we're going to be talking about in a few minutes here, about the new citywide fire fuels tax. But you don't have to wait to see what happens with that. If you're concerned about all the fuel that's around your house or in your area, give Tom a call. They're a trained arborist there. They know what they're doing. They can get that cleaned up, get it done quickly and at a very reasonable price. That's locally owned and operated. And if you have property that was affected in any way by the fire, give them a call, and they're going to donate 2 free hours of services just helping you clean up, which is going on right now. So give Tom a call at 200-8123. That's 200-8123. Or learn more at calnorthforestry.com. Okay, Trish, that was what I was getting ready to talk about, was the city is looking at a citywide fire fuels tax that could raise anywhere from $2.5 to $5 million to take care of all these ladder fuels and all the open areas here in Redding, on the outskirts of Redding, to do this, this tax. So they have to have a study done by law. So they're having this study being done by an engineering company that's going to tell them what, you know, what areas and all these things. And then they have to then bring it up in front of the city council. I mean, you know all this, but other people, they have to bring it up in front of the city council. They have to debate it, have to get people in on it. And then they put it on a ballot, which is mailed out to the residents of Redding, because this is who they're talking. And it would be a tax not only on homes, but businesses, to raise this money. And they're saying 2.5 to 5 because they don't know at what level they have to make it. You know, is it going to take
how
a
much
huge,
is it going to be? Is it going to be on property? Is it going to be on
private property, city property, and all this, where they're going to come in and they're going to trim the ladder fuels. And if people say, I don't want you on my property, well, then they're going to have to trim it, and then the city's going to have to abate that to make sure they're doing it right. So, in other words, I don't want to let your people on my property to cut. So they say, okay, fine, but then you're going to have to meet these requirements, too, to keep the fires down. Because, as you know, the fires just swept to the Bonaventura area. And the only thing keeping everybody in downtown Redding from leaving was that road right there. That was the only reason, as Chief Moore says. If it crossed that, we would have told everybody to drive down to Anderson. And you would have had more than you know, we would use your RV and everything else at your place. Yeah. And in your sleep number bed, you could have had, hell, you could have stacked people in there, sold it, you know, that night.
That, you know, I will tell you that was almost the case as the people started to evacuate anyway. Yeah, there was a tremendous amount of my friends who were impacted.
So what do you think about this? What do you think about this idea about, you know, because the city had signed an agreement with the county to keep, you know, areas cut down, which they didn't because of lack of funds. It was one of those things, if you have funding, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I have friends that live next to the green area.
I didn't just hear you say that it was the county's fault that the city burned down.
No. I said the county and the city each have areas there. I mean, I think they did an agreement that they're keeping, you know, the city and the county's got areas. They're supposed to keep cut down.
Yeah, absolutely.
As does Caltrans. Everybody's supposed to, but they weren't.
The funds just aren't there.
The funds weren't there to do it.
I just wanted to be real clear.
No, there's more than enough blame to go around for everybody. You know, nobody say anything. Oh, well, you know, something okay that happened. But there were areas that were supposed to be kept cut that weren't because there was no money. So what do you think about this fuel tax?
Well, because
fuel fires tax.
Yeah, well, and let's just say that there's no question that the abatement process is a difficult one for government, because people say, well, why doesn't the city just go in and do it? Or why doesn't the county just go in and do it when they see these things that absolutely need done? And the abatement process is very specific. When you do it, you have to make the case, and then you have to come up with funding and personnel to do it, and then you have to go back and collect from the property owners, and that's why organizations haven't done it for cleaning up messes and or weed abatement or anything else. I think it's a good idea. I think it's something they have to sell to the people. People, we need to recognize that in some instances, because of the local jurisdiction issues and the obligations that are laid on us as local jurisdictions by the state and federal government, there isn't enough money to do everything that needs to be done.
Well, we need more money in that high-speed train.
Well, and that's the issue. The money that they drain out of the local economies for great things like trains that go nowhere and things that don't mean anything for us and taking care of the population they continue to drag in, because sanctuary cities and all those things have an impact on local government. So we at the local level are going to have to figure out, in some instances, such as this, whether we're ready to put some extra money towards a targeted goal, i.e. to keep us fire safe.
Well, and this is, somebody that had come in there, and I don't remember his name now, but he had said, why aren't you cutting this down? He's been saying that for months. He says, okay, so now you want to have a tax. But if you just throw this out there, okay, we just want another tax. We've already been taxed on everything. So here's another tax to keep you safe. Well, where's the money that we're paying you already? He says, if you go into this thing too big, people are just going to just push back and just say, no, sorry, that's your job.
Well, no.
That's what my taxes are being used
for
now.
That was why I prefaced with what I'm saying. Yeah. People have to understand that we did this for abatement issues. We got all kinds of places all over the county that are obviously nuisance. They're overgrown. They're junk fields. They're what have you. And people said, why don't you as a county? They're breaking the law. You've found them. You go in and you cite them. And now if they won't clean it up, then you go in and clean it up and then come back and collect the money. Well, that's easier said than done. Exactly what I said. You've got to first find them guilty, cite them, and then you've got to have the staff and the money up front. Well, to go in and abate these areas.
And that's what Sungo came in. She said, you know, what happens? They don't have enough people. Who's going to be cutting the grass and doing all this? And I would think if they have that money, then they would just turn around and hire contractors.
That's exactly what they do.
And they just hire contractors to go in and just chew this stuff up, get rid of it, and all this. But you're right, when you go on private property,
you have to.
You know, but then you can also say, we're going to fine you $1,000 a day until you get it done.
That's right.
You give us permission to do it.
Or you can actually cite them and go in and do it. If you go through the process, you can cite them. They are a nuisance, blah, blah, blah. You go into the court.
And get your money back.
And then you can go back and get the money. But getting the money back is something. You can't get blood out of a turnip. And you put a lien on their property if they sell it or what have you. But it's a time-consuming, lengthy process.
I think what they would do, too, though, is if the private property owner says, fine, come on in, do it. That would be fine. They would just include that in there.
If they pass the tax. You can do it without passing the tax. You can do the abatement thing. You've got to come up with the money first, and that's been the issue.
Well, I don't know about this because, I would have to see a lot more before I'd say, oh, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's just give them another $5 million.
Depends on how much it's going to hit each person personally. Yeah. Depends on how it's managed and how they sell it.
They're talking about everybody, personal property taxes.
Is this going to have to happen?
And personal property and business downtown.
So, I'm going to tell you they're going to have to figure out countywide more money for fire, in whether it's your volunteer fire companies in the unincorporated area, whether it's county fire, whether it's the Anderson Fire Protection District or the Happy Valley Fire Protection District.
They're just talking about Redding.
Well, but what I'm saying is that countywide fire is an issue, and we're going to have to think about more money to fight fire in this area. There is not enough money to fund adequate fire protection in Shasta County, countywide.
I saw where a volunteer fireman got fired from his job because he was fighting the Igo fire for 30 days.
Wow.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. On this subject, California takes our money and blows it everywhere but where it's supposed to be used. Why don't we sue the state of California for improper use of our money, and then we won't need a tax? And the other thing would be, maybe it is time. I think it is positively time for the state of Jefferson, because these problems would be taken care of without the problem of California.
Okay. I don't disagree.
No, nobody's fighting that one, Bob. I think that the state of California is misusing our money. I think it misuses our money in many ways, and yet, for some reason, the majority of the people who vote on these things, like the last, they brought that up to the people about the high-speed rail, and they said, oh, yeah, let's move forward with it, even though I believe they were lied to during the proposition. But, that was something the people voted for. So the only way that we're going to fix this is to totally revamp the landscape down in Sacramento. Or go to the state of Jefferson.
There you go. I think you're absolutely right.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a break, but I want to talk to you about Millie and Kathy from Classic Cafe. They retired a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But they're still around there. They're helping people out. They're helping to raise money for different veterans' causes. And they have Sunday at the VA hall right there on Yuba Street next to the post office. They're having SOS. A staple of the military, and they cook it so well. It is the best SOS you're ever going to have, and you put it on toast, you put it on biscuits, and it's all there, going to be there from 9 to 1 this Sunday at Yuba, on Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall.
And so, how much, do you know how much that's?
It doesn't not much. I think it's like $8, something that. But that's, you know, that is a full plate of, SOS. And now SOS, when you're saying it's, what's SOS? It doesn't sound good. It's great. You can either have it's gravy with hamburger in it, seasoned, and then this is put over a couple pieces of toast or a couple biscuits, or with the chip beef.
What's that stand for again?
Stuff on a shingle. I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, stuff on a shingle.
Stuff on a shingle. And thank you very much for that, Jared. And yeah, but what does that stand for? Stands for stuff on a shingle.
Stuff on a shingle.
There it is. And so, but this is a good chance to do it. Anyway, this Sunday from 9 to 1, Millie and Kathy from Classy Cafe. It's a fundraiser for a veterans organization right here in town to help veterans. And it will go from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. Okay, we'll be right back with the latest in racing pigeons. And how much money can you win racing pigeons? I would think it'd be like, $40 and some box tops. But no, we're talking millions here. I was astounded. We'll be right back.
By Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
The sub above difference is the silver lining. Order Jersey Mike's for your game day party, and rest assured that even if your team doesn't win, your mouth does. Victory is all yours. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is the shortcut. Just order online, avoid the line, and grab a sub with your name on it. Congrats! You're now the envy of the entire line. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of October, 2018. It's about 48 degrees, going up to 85 today. A beautiful day. It's going to be beautiful. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Get ready for your propane needs this week, this winter. I give them a call. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings us this portion of the show. All the insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, business owners, and, of course, veterans since 1993. There isn't anything about insurance or finances, insurance for your health insurance, your home, all this that Judy Maxwell does not know. Give her a call, 221-0441. That's 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, before we start with our guest, Ron Schmidt, we're going to talk to Jennifer, who's down at KIXE, because it's Think Pink Day.
Hi, Casey and I. This is your very own sales and marketing director.
Oh.
I'm here with board member of NorCal Think Pink. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
We're here. We're good. How are you doing? How's it going down there?
Oh, it's great. It's just starting to warm up. The sun has come up, and we've got lots and lots of bags to give away, so come on down.
Okay, so tell everybody about the bags.
Okay, well, this year is a great year. We're giving away a reusable bag this year, something we all need because of our new requirements that we have to take our own bag in the grocery store. So we have reusable bags, of course, our wonderful calendar that we have featuring artwork from local high school artists. And the winner on the cover is from a ninth grader from Mount Shasta High. It's absolutely beautiful. And then, of course, our pen and a magnet and our self-exam card, which is very important.
There you go. And all this is free, and all you have to do is go down to KIXE on Market Street, that Miracle Mile area down there, and just drive through, and people will hand you this bag. And it also brings awareness, of course, of breast cancer and how breast cancer is one of those cancers that, if found early, can be treated successfully, and people can be cured.
Yes, definitely. Early detection is the key, and we want you to do your self-examinations as always and get your mammograms. But definitely we have lots of bags available here at KIXE. We're also at the post office, too.
That's right. Okay, well, thank you very much, and we'll keep reminding people to head on down there.
Okay.
How many bags do you have?
This year we were giving out about 25,000 in Reading alone. We're probably got about a couple thousand left.
Wow. Wow. 25,000, and you've already given away that many. Okay, everybody, we'll head on down there right now while you're out there. You drop the kids off from school, just stop by, or on your way through school, just stop by through there. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. You take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, you know, big things going on right now.
It is, and you know, Think Pink is all over, and they're giving out bags throughout Shasta County at all different locations in all the communities. So, know your own community and get out and take a part in this.
There you go. And we've had Dr. Pramila Danuka was on Tuesday talking about breast cancer, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Week, and talked about how if found early. You know, this is entirely treatable, and they can save those lives. That cervical cancer and colon cancer, if they're identified early, they can be treated. And there's new ways of treatment, new ways of all things are going on. There's rapid strides. So it's not a death sentence at all.
It isn't. And there is money available through the local Soroptimist organization that if you, in fact, cannot afford a mammogram, you need one, you can just go into one of the places at MD Imaging.
Yeah.
Let them know you can't. That the program is available. We had the ladies from the Soroptimist on a couple weeks ago.
Probably.
And talked about the Think Pink coming events. And also, there is money available for those mammograms. If you can't afford it, you need to have one. You need to go in and take care of that because there is money available to pay for it.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's just all it is there is money there. It is preventable. You know, death is not once you get a cancer like this, and if it's found early, they can take care of it. And, I mean, it's something, though, but you have to take care of it. You have to go out and
early,
look
early now. Detection.
Early detection. Okay. Hey, you know, we've had Ron Schmidt on before here a few times.
Yes, you have.
Because Ron does something that very few other people in Reading do, and he raises pigeons. And this, you know, and I think Frank Rose has got something for pigeons because every time he gets a chance, he runs Ron in here. So, but things that I've learned about racing pigeons have just been, I mean, you know, people go, well, racing pigeons. These are some of the finest athletes, animal athletes in the world. And the fact is that there's million-dollar races going on with pigeons. So you have to ask yourself, is there any way to test pigeons for performance-enhancing drugs?
Yes, there is. And on the big million-dollar races, they do test the pigeons.
They do.
And anyway, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Ron Schmidt. And yeah, we're going to be talking about racing pigeons, which I've been in for probably 50 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to bring a few things up. You mentioned Frank Rose. He is one of our biggest supporters. And so we really thank him for all he's done to let the community know of all the things that we do as a racing pigeon club.
Well, so tell us how many people you have in your club. Tell us about racing pigeons, you know, how you got into it. In fact, now you've been in it for 50 years, so obviously there's something there that holds you.
Yeah, I think, we have a club of about 18 members. That's the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, and you can go on to Facebook, and if you search Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, you'll go to our website, and you can see some postings, some videos. So I would recommend you doing that if you're interested at all in racing pigeons. I got into racing pigeons as a boy, about 12 years old. I was interested in flight. I had model airplanes everywhere, the ones with engines on them that you flew. And once I saw that I could get a pigeon, a racing pigeon, an athlete, and let it go and have it come home, fly around the place, and then also come home from hundreds of miles away, that just really intrigued me. And the pigeon is very intelligent. The Time magazine May, had an article about racing pigeons that they said they compared their intelligence to maybe the dolphins and the apes. They're much more intelligent than most birds. You know, the crow is up there too. The racing pigeon can even pick out its owner on a group of maybe 30 people in a photograph. And that's the only animal that can do that. And Cornell University has done the studies on that. I could go on and on, but you probably have questions.
I do have a specific question I've always wanted to ask. Once you've got a pigeon and he has a home base, can you change his home base?
It's very difficult because that is their home. That's when they first get out as a young pigeon, they orient based on probably the stars, the moon, the sun, and that is their home. It doesn't matter how fancy it is. We have members in clubs across California. Some of them have $100,000, $200,000 pigeon lofts, and some have $50 pigeon lofts. The pigeon doesn't care. That's his home, and uh-huh. He'll fly there back to that home as fast as he can. And the racing pigeons were donated to the war effort back in World War I, World War II, even before that.
I read a book just recently that was talking, and way before any of this, and they were sending messages back in pre-hit, I mean, you know, before we had any kind of communication. And they were using pigeons to go during winter times in the Balkan seas and what have you. And that's how they'd get a message to the warring nations.
Are carrier pigeons different than homing pigeons? Racing homing pigeons.
The carrier, I think, is a term that came from the fact that they'd carry messages.
Right.
but it's the same.
It's the same.
Bird. And they've been developed, the pigeon, just like, say, racehorses, they have been developed to get faster and faster and faster, and they are tremendous athletes. The fact that they can fly, last year on the 500-mile race from Los Angeles, they were released at 6:25 in the morning. I got my first bird at 3:41 in the afternoon. I mean, I have a hard time driving it in that speed. They can average for 10, 14 hours 45 to 65 miles per hour,
depending on the
conditions.
Wind, on the wind, yeah.
Wind conditions. They, you know, and it's still a thrill to me to see them folding their wings after flying that and just coming in, landing right on the loft. My birds don't land on anybody else's house. They only land on their loft.
And but then they have to get through the door.
They have to
so
go.
They can just sit up there and go, oh, gosh, let me stretch a little bit. And you're down there yelling, get in the door, get
yeah,
in the door.
Yeah, if they land on the top and you're going, okay, because we have, it's all computerized now.
Yep.
They have to go over a, it's a scanner, and that picks up, they have a band on their foot with a computer chip in it. And that computer chip has all the information about the race, that bird. The bird has to have another seamless band on the other leg, which registers that bird with the American Union. Without that band, you can't race it. And that had to have been put on before they're 10 days old. So, yeah, and you mentioned doping and so on. Just Tuesday, they had a $1 million race in Indiana. It was called the, and you can Google it, it's the Hoosier Classic Race. And if you put hcrace.com, the website will come up, and they just paid out $1 million on Tuesday. And
this isn't Hoosier country in Indiana.
In Hoosier country.
This isn't like in the UAE or anything. This is a wow. Yeah, I gotta get off the line. Okay, we gotta take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located, everybody's just coughing and hacking here. Is everybody okay? Am I gonna catch?
It's freezing in here, Carl. It's freezing in here.
No, I'm sweating over here. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Maybe you all should go over there then and be looked at. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grade Patient Safety and Excellence Award, and for people that are just complaining. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back as soon as I run into the other room and turn up the temperature.
Turn off the fan.
We'll be right back.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Jerry, will you check if David started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Goldmart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Goldmart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Goldmart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Out here in the field, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. A lot of things going on. As you know, a lease has been awarded to begin the building of the new Reading outpatient VA outpatient clinic. And October 25th, 26th, and 27th next week at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside Fasaro Hall and Trinity Hall and on the outskirts, or outside of it right there, is the 13th annual Stand Down, North State Stand Down 2018. Here is the 13th year. They've had it for all homeless veterans and a hand up, not a hand out. But it's free community services available at this event, temporary homeless shelter for veterans and their families and pets. I've seen a lot of families down there at the at this event, or it used to be just individuals. Now we're starting to see families. But job services, unemployment, clothing issue, driver's license and ID information from the DMV, drug and alcohol counseling, Shasta County Service Office will be down there. And they'll even take care of their pets, make sure the pets are have been inoculated and their pets are well, too. All this is at the Stand Down. Like I said, this is the 13th annual year. For more information, call 605-8114. And are also going to have car fire assistance for veterans and dependents for the homeless, too. We'll be down there at the Veterans Stand Down. Okay, we're with Ron Schmidt, who is into racing pigeons, and we got about 6 minutes left, 8 minutes left. Ron, and you just talked about the million-dollar race in Hoosier Land in Indiana. How many people sign up for these things? And how is it a million-dollar race? Is it just like point-to-point, though, right?
Yeah, what you do is you send a young bird when it's before it has acclimated to that your site, before it's 30 days old. You send it there, and that's the first place that bird gets out. And so they took in 3,200 birds this year, and it was 674 different flyers, we call them, people that sent birds. And then they trained them just like I would in my own loft. They get their exercise. They take them on training tosses, and then the races start at 125 miles, and there'd be 125-mile and a 200-mile race and a 250-mile race. And then the last one is the big money one. And that's 350 miles.
Now, but they have different birds for each one of those races. Is that right?
Same birds.
Or it's the same bird for each race.
Same birds will fly.
So
fly
how much
races.
Does it cost to register your bird?
It depends. Well, that particular race is a little expensive. It's $700 a bird, and so you are investing that. It's a gambling thing. I mean, you're taking a chance. fortunately, on this last one, we actually won some money. I'm a group of four guys that put money in, and our bird came in 53rd, which paid out $3,000, but which is not a million, but it's
something for the
it's something.
Paid your expenses,
it's something,
paid your
and you get bragging rights. So, but I'm not.
This could be just like a second difference or even less for birds coming back in from that, right?
Yeah, but the time between the first bird, this is 350 miles, and the time between the first bird and the 20th bird was 10 seconds.
Okay, that's what I mean. So whoever lands, though, and gets in there first, that's what you want to train them to do. Well, sliding in, grease their little bellies.
Yeah, there was 30 birds on that first drop, and that's unusual. Usually there might be 5-10 birds. And so it's the first one that goes through. But the drop is paid evenly. So what they do is they take all the prize money from the top 30 places and they divide it evenly because that's the fair way to do it.
$1 million.
The $1 million.
So we got a parade coming up.
Yes. And
Veterans Day.
Last year, and Frank really promoted this for us, we will haul our pigeon trailer, which holds 56 crates of pigeons. And we have it decorated with flags and so on. And I think Frank is the master of ceremony this year.
He's the Grand Marshal.
The Grand Marshal. I got the wrong term. and we will release pigeons along the route. And it was really, they really liked it last year. You know, they would announce a little bit about the Racing Pigeon Club. And then we'd release 20 birds and they'd fly out and they'd go up and head home. It's November 10th, so if you're not doing anything, it's a fantastic parade.
It's a great parade. Over 100 entries.
Oh, a lot of entries.
Fire department in the morning.
Gosh,
it's an all-day great event out there.
Absolutely super there.
They have a lunch. And another thing that involves veterans, recently we have, it's called the Relay Across America, and they've been releasing pigeons from different clubs. They started in Seattle. They would bring those birds down to Grants Pass, release them, and then Grants Pass brings them to Reading and release them. So it's different pigeons, but they're doing that all across the America, and it's to promote interest in helping veterans. I forget the exact name of the veterans group they donate to, but it's helping the veterans that are wounded with machinery and so on in their homes, or building even a home for veterans.
How far can I... homing pigeon go, racing pigeon go. Can it go from one side of the country to another?
People have sold birds. We don't race that far because that would not be humane. You know, we'd like to send them far enough so they can get back on one day. But people have sold birds from Los Angeles to New York, and that bird has a week later has arrived home.
You're right. That's
yeah,
wow.
We treat our birds well. In fact, I think my birds eat better than I do, and they get vitamins and so on. So,
okay. So what we have is okay. So Ron Schmidt's here, and how do people get into it, Ron?
You can the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club is locally, and you can call me. My phone number is my cell phone will be 530-604-7141. You could go on to Facebook. And all the information is there. If you just put in search Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, it would come up and the information is there. And give one of us a call. We have meetings usually once a month at one of the pizza parlors where we go over our business and visit. And
how long does a bird race for? A year? 2 years? What happens to them?
Five to seven years.
How do you put them out to
pasture? Yeah, you do put it. It would be like racehorses. You put them out to pasture, and I have some birds that have been fantastic racers, and I just have a loft, a retired loft, and they spend the rest of their days there.
Do they get out?
Do you let them out every once in a while?
I let them out because they love to fly. But the pigeon is one of the few birds that flies for pleasure. I let mine out in the morning. They fly an hour, 2 hours, and then I can call them back. I just whistle. They know that that's what they need to come home. And they also know I'm feeding. So you treat them, it's like my wife calling me into dinner. No, okay, I'm going home. So you have to control them like any pet, like dogs and so on.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Ron, thanks a lot. And so if you're interested in racing pigeons or finding out more, just give them a call or check out the Facebook page or on the website. Thanks a lot. $1 million race. Just think about that. 30 birds split $1 million. So,
and I thank you very much for having me in. I have a pigeon here, but I'll release it out in front here.
Oh, okay. We'll just go out there. Can't see it, but we can.
Yeah.
We'll go out and
watch. You're in the area.
Happen.
Come on down. We're going to release the pigeon right out in front of the studio.
Yeah. All right. We got to run. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Investigates the matter. The president calls it the assaults on our country at the southern border, and Mr. Trump says stopping it is one of his top priorities. He says he'll order the military to seal the southern border if Mexico cannot disband a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants making their way north. Police say the parents of a missing 13-year-old Wisconsin girl died of gunshot wounds. Investigators say they believe the missing teen, Jamie Kloss, was in the family home when her parents were killed. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald saying investigators still have a lot of questions.
Is it a random attack or is it a targeted attack? I don't know that answer. That is why those leads are so important. Again, we've received no other threats or anything in the local area to say that this was, just a random act, but we do not know that answer.
The search for Jamie goes on, with police saying they fear she is in danger. Congress asking executives of Kia and Hyundai to testify next month about fires in some of their cars.
The request follows hundreds of reports of spontaneous fires, melted wires, and smoke in 2010 through 2015 models. The Center for Auto Safety is also demanding a recall of nearly 3 million vehicles.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Molly Hines. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration investigating Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from 2017. Their power tailgates can open unexpectedly while the vehicles are moving. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down about 52 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an Army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find help, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
One of Spain's most famous tourism sites, a basilica in Barcelona, agrees to pay $41 million for having gone over 130 years without a building permit.
The Sagrada Familia, UNESCO World Heritage Site, Spain's most visited tourist destination, the masterpiece of the renowned architect Antoni Gaudí, and technically illegal. Despite works on its construction beginning in 1882, it's only now getting a license. Barcelona's mayor called it a historic agreement. The basilica will pay the money over 10 years to improve public transport and access and assist the local neighbourhood. In return, its status should be regularised early next year. That's in good time for works to be completed on the main structure by 2026.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Japan recording a trade surplus for September, $1.2 billion. News and analysis at townhall.com. Twitter releases a trove of information about election interference.
Twitter says it is releasing everything it has related to information operations dating back to 2016, when it was first disclosed that foreign entities were using social media to interfere in U.S. elections. The company has released account numbers related to such meddling before. Now it's revealing the actual tweets. That's 4,600 accounts, more than 10 million tweets, most traced back to the Russian Internet Research Agency. The group's been indicted for election interference in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. probe. Its earliest posts date back to 2009. The archive is available on Twitter's Elections Integrity page. Warren Levinson, New York.
About 1.9 million Venezuelans have fled the collapsing socialist country since 2015, one of the largest migrations in the world in recent years. The most desperate can't afford a bus or plane ticket, so they risking their lives to escape on foot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday. My Trish girl's here. Yes. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of October, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Another great way to find out what's going on. Get your lotto tickets down there. Win your $890 million. Just by going down and, well, you have a chance. Let me put it that way. I can't guarantee it, but you've got a chance. Just everybody has a chance to win this. So you got to help. Can't help but think, when it gets up to like $890 million, how do you cheat on one of these things? I mean, there's a lot of money there. I mean, can they spray a certain, you know, an invisible substance on the ball? So, you know, because the balls are, you know, that they're taking these kind of like zip right up in that.
You need more sleep,
if
Carl.
If there is a way to cheat.
You're asking the district attorney how to cheat on the.
No, I'm just saying district attorney is here, but if there's a way to cheat, you know somebody's has figured that out. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew does not cheat. They are there for you. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
47 degrees in downtown Ready, sunny with a high near 85 today, a low of 56 this evening. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 89, a low of 57. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and a low of 57. And that's kind of a repeat pattern. Sunny, a high near 83 on Sunday and a low of 55. Clear until about Tuesday of next week where we've got a slight chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 73 and cooling at least with a slight chance of showers for the rest of the week. The weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, one of our proud Anderson businesses.
That's right. And the Pink Pub Crawl is going downtown Reading Saturday, October the 20th at 7 p.m. That's right. Viva Downtown, a nonprofit, is dedicated to enhancing the cultural, social, and economic development of downtown Reading. It's teamed up with NorCal Think Pink to promote breast cancer awareness. And a fun-filled night into Pink Downtown Pink, where you can crawl from pub to pub. Frankly, I don't like crawling.
I'm not into crawling.
People step on my fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
It starts at 7 p.m. You're encouraged to dress pink. You get signature pink drinks, and you start at Shameless O'Leary's or the Downtown Bar and Grill and go to the Vintage Public House, the Final Draft Brewing, Maxwell's, the Post Office Witties, and Club 501. All of these. You can get tickets at Viva Downtown right next to the Cascade Theater. I'm not sure that crawling. You know, it's like you say, well, how did you meet your wife? Well, I was laying face down on the barroom floor, and as I looked down into her eyes. It's an old joke. Come on. Hey, we're
okay.
Here. Look, it's Thursday. I made it to Thursday. Okay. Hey, we are here with Shasta District Attorney Stephanie Bridges. She's repairing microphones. She's getting everything set up.
She watched us
launch the homing pigeon, the racing pigeon home. And that was just, I mean, when you think about those birds and the things they can do. I mean, people have no idea.
Incredible. Yeah. And the long length of time that they've been doing it. I mean, this is not a new thing. Homing pigeons have been around forever.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I just wish that the lawmakers in Sacramento had the common sense
of a pigeon.
And the wherewithal of a racing pigeon.
Of a homing pigeon.
Yes, that's right, of the racing homing pigeon. You would just hope that they had that common sense. The last time you were here, young lady, you were talking about the laws.
Hey, at least I'm young. Thank you.
You are. You are. Well, you know, yeah, you know, you're, you know, anybody younger than me, I young lady. So you fall way into that one. But you were talking about some laws that were y'all were fighting about, and then, you know, we're trying to sign petitions now for SB 10, which is doing away with bail. But in between that, the governor signed some laws that are just I have to say they're horrendous.
You have to tell us the one we were talking about earlier about the retroactivity.
That's the thing that's hitting us. I mean, it's bad some of the ways the law's been changing, but then almost all of them are ending up being retroactive, and that's just really hurting us because that's where we're seeing a lot of people who are currently in prison being released out into our community, and it just seems like that's the big thing to add is that, oh, yeah, we're going to make this new law, and we're going to make it retroactive.
Okay, now tell us what this latest one is. That, you know, that you talked about it last month, but it happened. It happened. Even though the district attorneys, the police, everybody that was in law enforcement, mm-hmm. and anybody with common sense was against this, and yet Governor Brown signed it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he signed several things. But the one that we were just talking about when we started up here was SB 1437, which changes the traditional felony murder rule. I mean, historically, we've got a lot of convictions where people are in prison for murder based on what's known as a felony murder rule. And a lot of times we argue both in that the person had an intent to kill and they fall under the felony murder rule. And the way that was is that if there was an inherently dangerous felony, and we're talking, you know, robberies, the serious, very violent felonies, and if you are participating in a group who is involved in that type of a crime and someone is killed, then you are going to be able to be prosecuted for homicide also, whether you're the person that stabbed him with the knife or shot the gun, because this is a group plan to go out and commit a very serious crime on our community that's dangerous to human life, and someone dies.
Think of drive-by shootings. The gang, four people in a car, one person doing the shooting, but they were out to kill somebody.
Right, right. So it's really SB 1437 has changed that. They've and they made it retroactive. Felony murder rule is still going to exist, but it's going to be a completely different animal. I mean, it's really turned down to the person has to have had an intent to kill. Well, that's first degree murder anyway. We wouldn't even need to use the felony murder rule to prove it that way anyway. Or the person has to be we have to be able to prove that they were a major participant in the death of the individual. So you have to prove that maybe they're the one that gave the gun to them. They're the one that said, while we're there, you're going to kill them. A lot of things that are very, very difficult to prove in these types of situations. And they want us to go back in time on cases that have been closed and prove that.
For years.
Forever.
Forever.
So do you have any idea, this is probably maybe a tough question, but how many people are going to be impacted like this that are already in the system that are going to be let out on the street?
It's got to be thousands.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
We've already got the whole issue we deal with on a daily basis around here with all these people being let out of prison, no place to go, no jobs. Mm-hmm. They're bad people because now we're going to have a whole new possibility of a bunch of people being let loose.
Yeah.
Back on our street.
And you got to carry it to this degree, too, is that there's four people in a house that somebody gets killed. You've got to prove one of them did it.
Yeah, you got to prove one.
I mean, obviously, the guy's dead or the person's dead.
Right.
And they all just point to each other. And how do you prove that?
Yeah, you're going to have to prove that they all had the intent to kill when they went in, or they all aided and abetted whoever the person was that killed. You have to just this that they acted with a reckless indifference to human life when they had that intent to kill. I mean, they added just so many additional hurdles that are things that you can't, you just really can't prove that when you have a situation of these people involved in an inherently dangerous felony running into a house to commit this, you know, this crime, and then someone ends up dead. Everyone's like, well, I didn't know they had a gun. I didn't know anyone was going to kill. I thought we were just doing this. And then how do you prove that? You can't prove that.
So they still get the guy that does the shooting, though.
Only if you can prove who it was.
If you know who it was.
If you know who it is, but if they all deny that it happened, I mean, yeah. Okay, we have to take a break. We have to take a break here. We're with Stephanie Bridget and our DA. But there's something that's even better. And we're talking about how you could tie this into the next one is for if they're 14 or 15-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So this new law with that one, too. But this program is being, this portion of our program is being brought to us by the River Bowl is this Friday. This is tomorrow. River Bowl between Enterprise and Shasta and Mary's Pizza Shack is being the sponsor of the River Bowl right here at KCNR 1460. Family owned and operated. National Pizza Day was yesterday. $5 off $25 orders. Halloween Wednesday, $3 off pickup orders. Back to school extended to the end of the month for just $29.95. The guests can get a large two-topping, traditional topping only, or family-sized spaghetti with a choice of classic meat sauce. Whoa! Pepsi's, they have it all. You just have to go down to Mary's Pizza Shack. Offers catering for events and parties, takeout, delivery on their wood-fired pizza trailer. All of this at Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street. If you haven't had Mary's Pizza, you have not had great pizza unless you've been to Mary's Pizza Shack. Again, they are our sponsors for the River Bowl. That's going to be this Friday between Shasta High School and Enterprise at 7:30 p.m. right here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony, complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel, who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. It's about 48 degrees going up to 85. Beautiful day outside, a little sunshine, and we watched Ron Schmidt turn loose the homing pigeon. And it took, I mean, this pigeon's looking around. He's kind of holding it on his hand. That pigeon's looking around and then turns its head. And when he turns it loose, pew, heading straight for the house.
And he explained that the pigeon already knew his direction. He'd already taken it and calibrated it, and boom, he was off and didn't even do a turn around to look.
Incredible. Where the sun is and all these other things. These birds are just incredible. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting colder. Is your heater working? Have you had your filters changed? Have you had it cleaned out since the fires? Well, is it working to its peak efficiency? Because you know how much electricity is around here. It's Alliance Heating and Air, better-known business, been in the business for over 25 years, voted best in the North State. They're the ones that handle all of our HVAC at our house, is Martin. And the people from Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642 is a phone number, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Trish Clark and I are here today at KCNR 1460 with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. And we're talking about this horrible law that was just signed off that's going to turn people loose. Probably have been in jail for a decade. And they're going to be coming back with, and since they can't be kept, and you can't, you know, they don't have to have things like visible means of support or any of those things. They can bring them right back to our community, and can they really just drop them on the street?
Well, they're going to come back for a hearing, and that's what's going to cause a lot of extra time and work and everything on DA offices across the state, because this doesn't come with any funding to handle all these extra cases.
We never worry about all these
We don't need no stinking money.
Yep, just keep doing more and more. So they're going to come back, and we're going to have to put on a hearing, and it's going to be hearing in front of the court to decide whether they're eligible for resentencing or whether they're not eligible for resentencing. Burden is on us to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they aren't eligible for this type of relief. And if we can't prove that, you know, on 15, 20-year-old case, they're going to get
the... And this will be before a court or before a jury?
Before a court.
A judge, just a judge. And the judge, if he's, you know, and a judge can say, well, you can't prove it. No, we can't.
Yeah, and if that conviction...
Mr. Jones, we're turning you loose.
Well, if the conviction is then set aside, I think the argument is going to be whether we can try the person again, mm-hmm. if we can, under, you know, a theory, and argue it different and have the juror, not necessarily different, but argue it so that the jurors can make the proper findings so that they can be sent away again.
But there again, a whole other layer of time and bureaucracy and court space. Yeah. And there's no room in the jail now, so this person's out. And
well, yeah, I mean, I would hope that someone come back for murder, they're going to be kept in the jail, but that means other people do get released.
Well,
so, okay, let's get down to this.
Yeah.
What's your chances of that? I mean, really, do you think that you have 10 people come back? How many of those really are you going to retry?
Well, I mean, that's going to become a priority. I don't want murderers being released into the community for sure.
So that's a priority. So, but if that group, though, and some of them are 4, 5, 6, 10 years old or older.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
It's going to be witnesses.
Witnesses don't live here. Witnesses aren't alive. People can't remember. Evidence has been, you know, purged or whatever.
And how long did it take to get each case before the court? So they're in jail for A year? Oh, my gosh. Year and a half? 2 years?
Yeah. It'll be figuring out how this goes. So, you know, we're putting together a list going back as far as we can of all cases where a person has been convicted of homicide and who prosecuted it and trying to figure out, you know, is this a case that could potentially come back? But even a person who was convicted on a straight theory of intent to kill murder can still file as a one page, I think this applies to me, I get to come back and get it considered, and we're going to have to prove that that person didn't even apply.
Doesn't even qualify.
You know, there's no vetting matter for that.
You know what they call them, jailhouse lawyers, and there's some of these guys that study this and say, no, I think you can do this, and all he has to do is write it or she.
Yeah. Well, they can on all of them.
I have a question from the from our audience here. Is anyone working on the main source of meth and heroin coming into Shasta County? I know details may not be said over the air, but in other words, I mean, I know that that's into more law enforcement, but is there a concerted effort to try and cut back on the amount of heroin that's rolling through here?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely there are. We have local task force, and I also know that there's a federal task force who's constantly working on that, and not just in California, but getting it up to the North State.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to talk about too many more details outside of that. But, yes, there are definitely drug-related task force in our community, as well as federal level, who are working on that issue.
Okay. So, yeah, there are. You may not see it because they are working better soft, and you'll see where somebody gets pulled over with a busted traffic or busted taillight who's carrying 40 pounds of heroin. And you would think that they would learn by now that to make sure all those taillights working. Or the lights when you're coming in. Or that you don't have, what was my favorite one? Was that the rear view mirror was obscured.
You know, we want to talk about SB 10 and the fact that it passed and that there is now a referendum being filed trying to get everybody to get over at Holly's and
Holly Bail
Bonds. Sign
right.
That petition.
Yeah, so SB 10, that was signed. That's going to go into effect next October 2019, and it really does away with the cash bail system. So a person who is effectively, if you're arrested for a misdemeanor, you're not going to be in jail more than 12 hours, no matter what it is. And remember, after Prop 47, we have some very serious misdemeanors now.
Yeah, you know? Again,
new laws, very serious misdemeanors.
Rape of a sleeping woman.
Well, that's a different issue. That's we're talking Prop 57 and what's considered violent, what's considered not violent.
Right.
And how violent can it be? She slept through it.
Yeah. But that's a separate issue than what we're dealing with SB 10.
I can't believe you said that.
I can't. Well,
yeah. Jeez. I just roll right past that comment. Okay.
The SB 10 doing away with the bond.
Yeah.
Or bail. It's going to, as you said, it endangers public safety. It's going to cost us millions of dollars. It eliminates bail and getting people back to jail.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Or to court, I should say.
Yeah, it effectively, it's going to be extremely difficult, if not possible, to ever get a misdemeanor person to court. And, you know, misdemeanors, like we said, are people who are stealing a lot of stuff, you know. I mean, they're committing...
You've got a chainsaw outside, they're just going to take it.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Then.
And a lot of drug offenders... Where, I mean, the hammer of it being a felony, which was able to get them to be motivated to get into rehab, went away with Prop 47 because now they're just misdemeanors. And now there's going to be no mechanism to even get them in court and make them stay in court because within 12 hours of being arrested, they must be released because of this new SB 10 law. So the person will effectively never be in court long enough to get to even get to in front of a judge.
And
so,
for years, we've been talking about rehabilitation, and now we're not even going to be able to set them on the right path to rehabilitate.
You'll have no ability to rehabilitate.
Well, you just told me that if I go out and walk into a business and take
$900.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't go $1,000.
Okay, but
now you're in trouble.
Do $900 worth of food or just stuff. It's getting to be hunting season. You know, I'm going to take some camo with me. So I go out, carry it out, put it in my car. Police just happen to be driving by. They pick me up. I go down into the court system, and within 12 hours, I'm back on the street without even having seen a judge.
Yeah.
Because they have to. And then they're going to send me something later on that says that
you need to appear.
Yeah, I mean, all that's being worked out right now, what that mechanism is actually going to look like. It's going to have to be some type of a site letter or future date or something for them to show up.
Hey, by the way, I got a failure to appear for jury duty. It's on this, and it's right there printed on the front of that little yellow tag they give you to show up for jury duty.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. I have shown up every time for years, and one time I forget. Now there's a big red mark there. And she says, Carl, don't take it personally. This is a good thing about living in a small town. Carl, don't take it personally. We do that for everything because you didn't show up that time. Okay. But what about all the good things?
But our turnout rate is so low.
Is it horrendous?
It's so low. Yeah. So that I think they got to put that on there to be like, no, we really need you to show up. You know?
And this is where I have trouble because I still live in this world where I believe, my gosh, that's like, if I get a court,
I know, a jury thing,
I mean, like, that's really serious. It would never occur to me that I had a choice.
Yeah.
I can grumble a little if it's inconvenient, but it would never occur to me not to show up. I'd be looking over my shoulder. I was sure they'd come right after me.
Yeah. Well, me too. And I would love to show up and try sit as a juror. I know I never probably will get to at this point, but man,
well,
if I got one of those. I'd be there.
When I show up next Tuesday and they said, is there any reason that you shouldn't be on jury duty? I said, I know Stephanie Bridget really well. She's been over to the house and, we've done shots of tequila together and all that. I said, but besides that.
I don't remember any of that.
I don't. I didn't say you had to remember it, okay? Okay. Hey, we have to take another break here. But these laws, I don't want to make light of things like jury duty because that is important that we show up.
Linda's
been to hers and stayed there all day and then they turned them all loose at the end of it. But things like we need to talk a little bit about that. But these other laws that are impacting on this SB 10, all you have to do is go down to Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Plaster Street. I think everybody knows where it is. It's right there, and just go in and sign this petition. And this petition will what would that do?
It's basically trying to get on the ballot to reverse what's been done with SB 10.
Oh, this is just so stupid, the things that they're doing to us. All right, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Been in the business for 8 years. John and Sarah started their business, going on 9 years now. It's a great business. It's anything that's firearm related is there. All your accessories, your classes, everything. Customer service is just outstanding. They never talk down to people. Ever. They welcome new shooters. They welcome lady shooters, female shooters that maybe you've never done it before. Well, they're there to help you get started and get you on the right path. All of this and veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Lane, right here in town, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, DA of Shasta County, of course, Trish Clark, my better half on Thursdays.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott this morning on KCNR. It's 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on October the 18th. 46 degrees, okay, Jared, 46 degrees officially in town, going up to 85 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans over there. Go start getting your propane needs for this winter met. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans there, too. Another veteran-owned business is Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here, Trish and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, DA for Shasta County. And the question was, is just real quick here, which you answered during the break, was the new deputy DA a replacement for a position that already existed?
Yes.
And the answer to that is yes.
Yep.
And you've got two other vacancies there.
Correct.
Somewhere.
Yeah. We had three vacancies, and now we have one.
Okay.
We had three vacancies, now we have two.
Okay. Now, we talked about the new law on, for homicides or being charged with murder during a case. I mean, it's horrendous, and it's going to be bringing maybe, gosh, we don't know how many people back to Shasta County, but I would say in the whole state of California, because this has been going on a long time, there could be literally thousands of individuals who were charged with murder because they were part of a group that murdered somebody, could be turned loose. And we don't know what that number is here in Shasta County, but we know there will be some. But there's another law, besides the bail law we were just talking about, that was just passed, that will also have another impact on people.
Children. Yeah, so the voters voted Prop 57 in, and so I start there because it ties into the new law. They voted in Prop 57, which said that a part of that dealt with juveniles. There was a whole other part that dealt with serious versus nonviolent versus violent crimes. But for our purposes right now, we'll deal with the juvenile portion of that. Prior to Prop 57, district attorney's offices, if we had a juvenile who committed a murder, you know, 15-year-old murdered someone. We could file that case in adult court, and it would proceed through adult court. And there were certain crimes that were listed that we could do that on, like rape, murder, molesting children, stuff like that. So Prop 57 took that away from district attorney's offices, and it said, no, we're not going to allow you to directly file them as adults anymore. What we're going to do is we're going to file them. You can file them all in juvenile court, and then you must request what's called a transfer hearing, put on, you know, it's actual evidentiary hearing. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but at the end of the day, it's the judge that's going to decide after hearing all that, okay, now I'm going to let you transfer this case up to adult court. So it kind of put in that what the voters voted in.
It's for layer protection for children.
Right. So,
overzealous prosecutors.
Which, I mean, I could talk about why that's part of that is not a good thing, but that's what the law is, and that's what we're doing. That's fine. But here we are, you know, a year, not much more than a year after Prop 57 or two, and the governor now signed SB 1391, which says, but oh no, for 14 and 15-year-olds, you can never transfer them to adult court. So now it took it away from even the judge's ability to decide that this person should be tried in adult court, which is contrary to what the voters voted for. The voters voted for.
What else is there? Excuse me.
Yeah, the voters voted that everyone who could be tried as an adult still can be, but it's going to have the judge oversight in the transfer hearing process. And now the governor has signed this into law that overrides that for 14 and 15-year-olds and says, no, they can't. So you have a 15-year-old who murders their parents, murders their grandparents. We see these cases. We hear about these cases nationwide, statewide, all the time.
I think we've seen them here, yeah. Really, going after their parents and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's just saying, no, that person is not going to be
treated as an adult.
No.
So, okay, so, you know, and it's a proven fact, too, and I'm not talking about right here because I don't know here, but down in the big gang areas, they give the 14 and 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds the gun to go and do things because they know that, oh, well, you're going to be treated as a juvie. Well, now they know that you're never going to be treated like an adult. So does this mean that if somebody commits a murder when they're 14 years old, I mean, they know what they're doing, and they kill somebody or they rape somebody or, you know, sexually molest somebody, does this mean is that it's always going to be in juvie?
Yes.
And don't you have to turn them loose after a certain length of time?
Yes, you do. They're not going to be able to do, you know, a 15 to life or 25 to life type sentence that they could very well deserve based on the facts of the crimes.
Background and everything.
Because some of them aren't just, you know, a gang member saying, hey, 15-year-old, you go do this. Some of them they have planned it out, intended to go and create these horrendous crimes.
And now have a timetable in their head. If I'm going to get this done, I got to do it before I turn 16.
Exactly. And they do there's a lot of sex crimes involved, rapes and stuff like that with younger juveniles. We see a lot of that, you know.
Do we see a lot of that in this town?
We have those cases.
In this county?
Mm-hmm.
So that 15-year-old then is now going to be, okay, I'm in the juvie system and I'm going to be in there, so they find me guilty.
3 years, I'm out.
Usually up till about 25. They can keep them. They can keep them a little bit later.
They can keep them to 25.
Oh, okay.
So this is almost like Halloween. This is where, you know, Michael Murphy or whatever his name is, that goes out and kills somebody when he's 7, and they keep him in, but they put him into an insane asylum, and then he comes back out. So here, though, we're just going to do is keep him for 10 years.
Yeah.
And no matter how horrendous the crime.
Yeah, it could be a mass shooting at a school by a 15-year-old who's disgruntled or whatever reason they decide to go do it.
Whatever reason.
Yeah. Stephanie. And we see those nationwide.
You see them nationwide. We have not, thank God, had anything like that here.
Yeah.
And hopefully we won't, you know, with the things that we do around here. But you're right. I mean, if they do that, I mean.
Yeah.
A few years back, and maybe it's more than a few, there was a big push about victims' rights. I can remember how there was actual laws written legislation. And
Marcy's Law, all kinds of stuff, yeah. But
what happened to the mood to even acknowledge that a crime has been committed upon the victim? Every piece of legislation, everything we see is about the perpetrator, is about making it easier to get away with more crimes against society.
Yeah, and these new laws that are passing are very much contrary to all of those victims' rights laws. I mean, it used to be truth in sentencing. A victim should be able to know what a person's going to be sentenced to, what they're going to go to, and that just doesn't exist really anymore, because a person can be, you know, after Prop 57, the victim could find out that an offender gets, you know, 30 years or whatever, but after Prop 57, they can be off at the prison and now get released much sooner if their crime does not qualify as a violent crime and therefore becomes eligible under Prop 57. So really, it's very difficult to have that conversation with the crime victim anymore, because you're like, yes, I have maxed them out on this first count for 6 years or 8 years or whatever. That's the most I can do. And then I tagged on, you know, all the enhancements and other crimes that they did so that the person's going to go away for 20 years. But because of this crime under Prop 57, it's that we're stuck to that first number of 6 years or 8 years, and then they're going to be eligible for Prop 57 relief.
It's so a victim, like, and knowing what a horrendous thing they're going to have to go through to even get them held accountable at any degree, and then they're going to be out and in their face in 10 years. You're going to have to really stop and think about, you know, maybe I just need to move.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a break here. And by the way, it was pointed out to me that Michael Murphy wrote the song Wildfire, and I was thinking about Michael Myers. So we're going to leave here on this one. We're going to take a break, and we're going to go out with Michael Murphy's Wildfire.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale. Now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And Trish's favorite place, Four Winds Jewelry.
Yes.
2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday.
Store.
It is 9:30 to 4, and you know they do so many things. It's got the only watch repairman in town is there, so he fixes watches. They do it all. It's a full service jewelry store, one of the very few, if not the only one, in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we've talked about the new programs about they're going to be turning people convicted of murder loose. Because for whatever reason that they came up with, it, you know, that if they couldn't prove that you were that knew everything was going on, that you weren't part of the group or whatever it is, they're going to turn them loose. Talk about 14 and 15 year olds.
A little more technical than that, but I'll give that to you, Carl.
But that's, that's essentially is that if you've been in jail for something like that, that you just have to write a little note. And they've got to bring you back and to come back to jury, come back to a hearing. And the judge, if you don't have, and this could be from 10 years ago, if you don't have your witnesses or all that stuff, they're going to walk.
It's going to be difficult, yeah.
It's going to be difficult. And the DA's not rolling over on this. They're going to fight. But
absolutely.
And, okay, then the 14- and 15-year-olds can no longer be tried as adults, no matter what they've done. And say they've done something horrendous, you know, walked into a school.
Correct.
And then they're found guilty of that. Well, we can keep them for 10 years. That's it. They don't get you know tried in as adults or anything. So, but now we're talking about this is also domestic violence. Besides being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's also domestic violence.
So, yeah, October is every year is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we always try to do a lot of awareness. Campaigns, whatever we can through our social media or other areas to spread the word out there that, you know, these are priority cases and for my office, for prosecution, but also for, you know, law enforcement. I know they do a lot of work on making sure these cases are investigated and are able to be prosecuted to stop the offenders because it's a type of crime that's not only going to affect the victim right there in that moment, but it has such a cyclical effect lifetime because a lot of times there's children in the home and they witness that and they're traumatized and then they have a higher risk of growing up and getting into drugs or alcohol or crime or being offenders themselves. So it's important to raise that awareness.
Oh, so much. And the thing, when you look at the number of people that are incarcerated in our county jail and the 300 something that are in there, that the biggest number, first number is homicides, people accused of homicide, and they're in there. Second one, domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people in jail for that. And again, this is this is a, you know, part of it, I think, you know, when they talk about Shasta County and our level of domestic violence, I think part of it is because we have such a strong program with, you know, One Safe Place and everybody being aware of it, that they report it because they feel like there's something that can be done.
Yeah.
And that kind of cuts two ways, though.
For sure. They have a place. They have a place to go. You know, One Safe Place is a great place for them to go and get the services and get the help and the immediate attention and stuff that they need in order to escape their offenders. That's a great program. But we always want to make sure that they don't stop there, that they go and they do report it to law enforcement. You know, make that step to report it to my office, report it to the police officers, because that prosecution piece is very important, because without that, you know, that victim could eventually go back to that offender.
Or they can move on to another
person. Move on to another person. And a lot of times it's, well, I'm done with them. I'm walking away. I'll never go back. I took out my kids out of that. I don't want to be involved in the prosecution piece. But let's think outside of that and think of the fact that that person, the offender, has not changed, has not been forced into treatment, has not had to sit in jail and think about their actions.
Has not been held accountable.
Has not been held accountable. So they are going to get in another relationship and do it to another person and potentially in front of more children. So I want to force that piece out there a lot for people who may be a victim to, yes, go and get the services and the help that you need through One Safe Place or wherever you feel comfortable, but also report it to law enforcement, because that's what's going to stop it from happening across our community.
You know, also when you, when you're talking about that too, so, you know, somebody as an abuser, like you said, he could be coming from a family, even, you know, grandparents, parents, where he sees this or she sees this, because this is, you know, equal opportunity here, and they can be helped. And perhaps that, you know, I mean, they know it's not right, but this is just the way it is. But if they intercede and all of a sudden there's a policeman in their face, maybe that's what it takes to wake them up to get help.
Yeah.
Because they, this is not a, you know, this is not something that cannot be, I don't want to use the word cured, but cannot be addressed so that people can then start taking the steps so that they, you know, they're not harming their children or their loved ones.
Yeah. Learning impulse control, learning life skills, learning all, I mean, that's stuff that is going to help and can help some people, you know. And just also punishment helps too. When you sit in jail and you reflect on what you did and boy, I actually got in trouble for this for the first time in my life, you know, that all makes a huge difference.
It's really not okay.
I just slapped her. I just slapped her. I mean, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So here you are.
Yeah. So, okay, you know, we just want to make sure we take this time every month to talk about the domestic violence awareness and what is out there and encourage people to, if you see it, report it. If you suspect it, report it. And if you're a victim, report it. Get services, but also report it. And once you report it, continue in the process. Continue to cooperate in the process. Because a lot of this is the level, the type of case where even if they report it, I mean, the high number of those cases after they report it, they start backtracking. They don't want to cooperate. They change their story. Oh, but, you know, he's the person, the sole breadwinner in the house. He said he's sorry. So, you know, it didn't really
happen. He's not going to do it again.
I overreacted, you know, and they start kind of blaming themselves that it was really their fault. And they're being victimized a second time right there throughout the process. And know that we are really there to help them, help their kids have the best interest, their best interest, and the community's best interest at heart.
Stephanie, we've just got a couple minutes left, so you know, I know you're trying to tie all this up into one little neat bundle, which we can't because there's so much. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel here? Because all we've talked about
what can we do as a community to make a difference?
Yeah, what can we do here?
How do we turn this around?
What's the district attorney able to say here?
Yeah, I know it all seems like bad news and gloom and bad news, but I mean, when you think about it, criminal prosecution is we're dealing with the bad news in the community. So that's just kind of the way the topic is. But we try to get out there and do a lot of good stuff too. You know, we try to go into schools whenever we can, put on programs for schools to help them, you know, on topics like learning about cyber safety and cyberbullying and human trafficking to try to help prevent these kids from becoming victims later on. And we put on stuff for the community to teach about, you know, fraud and various things like that. So we try to get out there and do a lot of that good proactive stuff to prevent people from being criminal victims. And we're happy to come and do that to your organization that you have out there. If you just get in touch with the office, and we're happy to do that, and we can do that on a lot of variety of topics.
And I just want to remind everybody, we have an election coming up. How you can make a difference is get out and vote. Not enough of you are voting.
But be informed when you vote.
Be informed and
we've
vote.
We've got less than a minute. We have 106 more beds, it looks like, by January.
Yeah.
Good?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't have enough beds for our community size. So it's going to help. It'll make a difference. We're going to,
You would have pulled 100 more people liable for what they did.
Right. Yeah.
Good. Stephanie Bridget, thank you so much for this. It's always fun to have you in here and wearing pink on Think Pink Day. So, okay, everybody, tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant's going to be rolling in here along with Senior Chief Rob Burleson. And we've got to be talking a number of other different topics besides just health of your pets. So many different things going on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand.